Notes, I'm Farai Chidea. There is no rest for the weary. Yesterday, 24 states held Democratic or Republican political contests. So what happened? Well, let's start with what didn't happen. None of the candidates won convincingly in either of the races. Here's Republican Mitt Romney.
One thing that's clear is this campaign's going on.
Yeah! And here to break it down for us is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Hey, Ron.
Hello, Farai.
So, I can hear a little weariness in your voice. Were you up late last night? Anyway.
It all sort of runs together.
Exactly. So, are we any closer to having a Republican or Democratic nominee after yesterday?
Republican, yes. Democratic, no. I'm afraid that there's quite a contrast between the parties. The Republicans engineered their rules to try to reach consensus and get it done, and those rules went to work last night. John McCain, with an impressive performance, winning New York, California, Illinois, New Jersey, all but Massachusetts, really. And Massachusetts, after all, is Mitt Romney's home state. And he also won in Utah, the most Mormon state, and several small caucus states. Mitt Romney really did not make much of a showing at all on Super Tuesday. He was eclipsed by Mike Huckabee, who won five states, all in the South, but he won five states, including the large Georgia and somewhat smaller Tennessee. Pretty impressive to become at least a regional champion. So he really had more bragging rights yesterday than Mitt Romney, who has to be today really taking a long look at how much of his own money he wants to spend on running this out.
Well, you mentioned Mike Huckabee. He was counted out by some people before yesterday. And let's hear a little bit from him.
Over the past few days, a lot of people have been trying to say that this is a two-man race. Well, it is. And we're in it.
So where does that campaign go from here?
I think the Huckabee campaign can go into a number of states that have either a southern flavor or that are in the South or that have a substantial number of evangelical voters, or it can go on and become the general receptacle for all people who don't want to accept John McCain as the nominee. Now, McCain is about halfway to the delegate total that he needs to be the nominee, and he should be able to run up the rest in the remaining events as we go through February and March, maybe even into April. It shouldn't be a problem for him, and there does not seem to be a path for the Mitt Romney candidacy. So if Romney decides to save a little bit of his personal fortune for his many heirs, then Mike Huckabee could slide into the slot as the alternative Republican, remain in the race, do decently well. He's not probably going to take very many states away from John McCain, but do well enough to essentially establish a claim to that number two slot on the ticket.
You've mentioned Romney's finances. He's a wealthy man. He's been dipping into his own millions of dollars. By what amount? How much has he spent so far, you think?
Well, $35 million of it is on the books. That's all been reported. I think everyone will agree that if he's spent that much by the end of last year, he probably spent well over $50 million when you count in all the January and all the Super Tuesday competitions. Some people think it could be substantially more than that, but certainly $50 million, maybe closer to $60, $65,
$70. Kind of hard to take the consolation prize when you put up that kind of money.
It's true, but there's a fairly active dislike between Romney and the other two main Republican candidates. Huckabee and McCain have actually been collaborating a fair amount. Huckabee won West Virginia yesterday with support from McCain people. And it's entirely possible that Mitt Romney would just see what's going on here and decide he's not going to be the vice president. There's nothing really further for him to gain.
Well, let's talk about the Democrats. How did those two candidates do?
We'll be talking about these two Democrats for quite some while, because while Hillary Clinton won the dominant events, the marquee events of California, New York, New Jersey, also Massachusetts, despite those very high-profile endorsements for Barack, Barack Obama did quite well across the country in many different regions, in smaller states, in red states, in blue states, one in every region something, and of course had some very impressive wins in Illinois and Georgia and Missouri, apparently, although that one still some question of might. There might be a recount in Missouri. It was exceedingly close, right around 1 percentage point of the vote. So if he does rack up Missouri, it's going to be pretty much a wash in delegates. He got almost as many delegates yesterday as Clinton did. Astonishing but true.
Now, when you look at the numbers, do you see any trends in terms of demographics, who voted for whom?
Yes, we see the trend towards more and more African Americans voting for Barack Obama intensifying, going up from 75% or 80% to 90% in Illinois and some other states. Tremendous performance in that community. We also see the Latino community still loyal to Hillary Clinton, which was her margin of victory in California, and a big boost for her in several other states as well. Although Barack Obama is beginning to get a little more of the Latino vote, up from, say, 20-25% into the 30s. That's a trend that he needs to obviously expand on if he's going to be competitive in Texas, which is coming up on March 4th, and is probably Hillary Clinton's best state in the remaining calendar.
So what's ahead for those two candidates?
Most immediately, they've got Louisiana and Washington State and Nebraska coming up on Saturday. And then next Tuesday, the Chesapeake primary, as we call it, Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia, three states that Barack Obama will be favored to win, I believe, across the board. So he needs to do that and not lose what momentum he gained by surviving so well on Super Tuesday.
Now, will this contest go all the way to the convention in August? Is that even a possibility?
It is a possibility because the Democratic rules are not written, as the Republican rules are, to help someone amass the necessary delegates to be the nominee once they've established some primacy among the candidates. And in fact, because these two candidates are so evenly matched at this point, they could go on splitting the delegates almost down the middle, right straight through the primaries I've mentioned, also Ohio on March 4th, Pennsylvania on April 22nd. And the superdelegates, of course, can go back and forth and make up their minds as many times as they like. They're free agents and they're 20% of the total. So it's conceivable that we will not have a consensus behind a Democratic nominee and we'll have to battle it out at the convention in late August.
All right. Well, Ron, thanks again.
Thank you, Fry.
Ron Elving is NPR's senior Washington editor. He joined us from our NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C. And now we got a couple more folks who are no strangers to the strange game of politics. Ron Christie is vice president of the lobbying group D.C. Navigators. He's also a former special assistant to President George W. Bush. And Mary Frances Berry is a professor of history at the University of Pennsylvania. Hi, folks.
Hello.
Hello, Fry.
So, big night. Senator Hillary Clinton got big states, New York and California. Senator Barack Obama walked away with more states. So, Mary, for you, what was the biggest moment of last night?
Well, it was when Hillary Clinton won Massachusetts, because I was sitting there expecting Obama to win Massachusetts. He had Deval Patrick, who's the governor, the Kennedy machine or the Kennedy mystique. And I thought he's endorsed by the two senators. He's got Deval. Boy, this guy's going to win. I was just, you know, expecting him to win. And then I had looked at some pollsters who said, oh, yes, and I'd been listening to pundits. And then when he didn't and she won, I thought, my goodness, how did that happen? And then I guess the next one after that was when she won Arizona. I was surprised by the places she won. I expected Obama to win Georgia. It would have been a shock if he hadn't won Georgia. So that was first. And I expected him to win the red states where he went out and campaigned, and there are a few voters, and there are some Democrats, and there was the hype. And then my next shock came when she won California, because I had been reading about the rock star campaign and Ofra and all the things that were out there and looking at them and thinking, my gosh, how can anybody who first doesn't have the money, because Hillary, as we know, didn't raise as much money this time, doesn't have the media, because most of the media is waiting and panting for the Obama story to come to fruition. It's one of the greatest stories of their lives. And then here she doesn't have the Kennedys, and she doesn't have Ofra. And then when I looked up on the screen and she had won, I said, my goodness, I don't know how that happened. So
let me get Ron in here. It sounds to me a little bit, Mary, like you're making Hillary sound like an underdog who triumphed. Now, Ron, we're going to move on later to the Republicans, but what did you see? What was in the tea leaves for you from the Democratic side?
Well, I hate when my friend steals my thunder. I was going to say
Sorry. The same thing.
But Mary nailed it. I think that one of the biggest surprises last night was Massachusetts, with all of the heavy hitters in that state coming out for Senator Obama, and particularly the ties back to Camelot, and she won. But what I also found interesting about the Democrats, and particularly Senator Obama, is he did well in traditional red so-called Republican states. I mean, he did win in Georgia. He got the bellwether state of Missouri. I found it very interesting that not only did he win more states last night than Senator Clinton did, but he seems to have a very broad appeal, not just in the northern New England states or New York and whatnot, but he really seems to have an appeal across the country, which I think translates very well for him should he prevail and become the Democratic nominee.
I want to give you one caveat about the winnings in the red state. I was looking at the red states and seeing which ones of those let independents vote. And I was looking, some of them don't, and I was looking at them and seeing how many of the are red because the Republicans win them all the time. So what it said to me was if you have Democratic voters in a caucus especially, he can win, but that doesn't mean he's going to win the state because that's a whole entirely different thing. And so to predict that on that basis, but it was a very exciting night. I think the other thing that I kept looking at is that it is clear that Hillary Clinton won the most delegates last night. The media and the pundits kept saying, well, it's tied or it's close or it's whatever. Even in Missouri, however it comes out, they will get the same number of delegates, exactly the same number because of that screwy system the Democrats have. So I just thought it was amazing. And I don't mean underdog in any sense. I just think I've always thought that in campaigning, if you have the money, and that hasn't turned out this way because McCain didn't have any money and neither does Huckabee. But I always thought if you had the money and you had the media and you had the big mole, as George Bush used to say, and you had, and now I was thinking if you have Oprah, and then so I was just shocked that her obituary wasn't written, to tell you the truth.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to have to take a quick break, but we're definitely going to come back with you. We're talking to Ron and Mary. Ron Christie, Vice President of the lobbying group DC Navigators, and Mary Frances Berry, Professor of History at the University of Pennsylvania.